Egypt. Tom Watkins is the former superintendent for education here in the state of Michigan. He is a business and education consultant who travels the globe, and he's spending 2 weeks in China, and he's on the other end of our line. What time is it there, Tom? And I guess I should say good evening.
It is good evening. It's exactly 12 hours ahead of you there in Lansing. So it's 6:37 in the evening, getting ready to go to dinner.
All right. What takes you over to China?
Well, I've been a good part of my life working to build cultural, education, and business ties to China, the fastest growing country economically for nearly the past 30 years. There's much we can do. In fact, I'm in Sichuan province, and Governor Milliken, in his waning days of his administration, signed a sister provincial relationship with Sichuan. And while the country of China has been on economic steroids for nearly three decades, this province has really taken off recently. Chengdu is a city, and I want to remind you, a city that has more people than we have in the entire state of Michigan, slightly over 10 million people here, and is an economic firebrand. There's a lot of opportunity for us to sell products into China and to look for foreign direct investment back in Michigan, and I'm pleased to say that Governor Snyder is picking up on that issue and is looking at ways to do just that, to export around the globe, certainly to China, and to seek foreign direct investment. And by that, I mean seeking investment from Chinese business people that can create jobs in the state of Michigan.
Even though China has a government-mandated law on how many children you can have, there's still an explosion in that population in that country, isn't there, Tom?
Yes, absolutely. Personal space here is at a premium. Typically, if somebody invaded your space, got a little close, you would think something was strange. Here in China, you're constantly being jostled because it's like rush hour traffic any hour of the day. I'm in a small town called Miang, M-I-A-N-Y-A-N-G, just north of Chengdu. It's a city that most people haven't heard of, and it's over a million people. In the metropolitan regions, probably 4 to 5 million. There's well over 100, 150 cities in China with more than a million people in it. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity, and we have to find ways, as we've talked about before, Tony, is to ensure that China's rise doesn't come in our demise. And that means seeking out business opportunities here that can create jobs in the great state of Michigan.
Tom, you had mentioned to me earlier in a previous conversation that there are so many people there and not enough places for those people to live, that sprawling cities are being erected as we speak that will house more than a million people. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's creating an economic boom. I'm looking out of my hotel window now, and I can count just out this window, 9 building cranes going up, and these are high-rise apartment homes for the Chinese people. But they're also looking at ways to learn from our mistakes and building a lot of green spaces, providing natural gas for the taxi cabs to cut down on pollution. They expect to move over 350 million people from the countryside into cities over the next two decades. So imagine the entire population of the United States plus another 20, 30 million people moving into urban environments. So there's tremendous challenges, but with those challenges come opportunities for us to sell technology and know-how and to tap into recruiting students from China to attend not only our universities, but I think we should be looking to recruit high school students as well.
Tom, what are those people doing out in the countryside, and what are they going to be doing once they move into the cities as far as jobs?
Well, as you can well imagine, I think I was just out today, again, in this small city of Miang, and the commercial commerce going on, the small retailers, when you know you're in a very dense city, when you can look without much of turning your head, see three Starbucks without rotating your head very much at all, because there's so many people here. So they're working on construction projects, they're working in retail, they're working in automotive. There's more than 100 car companies here in China. And I don't mean just German or U.S. or Korean or Japanese, but domestic auto industry as well. So there's a tremendous amount of growth and development in this country, one, through exports, but now quite a bit on consumerism and encouraging people to not just export, but to keep some of those resources at home and to improve their quality of life, whether it's on air conditioning or Whirlpool washers and dryers and dishwashers and other things that makes life a lot easier and more tolerable.
Tom, as far as Michigan is concerned, where's the biggest opportunity to do business in China?
Well, I think just in any area. I mean, looking out my hotel window here, and even though it was a pretty blue sky day, there's a tremendous amount of pollution. So we can make green off of China's dirts. We cleaned up after our industrial revolution in Michigan, so there's a tremendous opportunity there. There's opportunity to import products back into the United States, but also in agriculture. Michigan State University, a major driver in agricultural technology. There's 1.3 billion people that are looking not only to eat, but eat healthier. I think that we can be and should be exporting our great Michigan cherries and sugar beets and corn and wheat and everything else into this market. So anything that you can think of that we can make, we can find an opportunity to export it to China. And two, the Chinese that have made a considerable amount of created considerable amount of wealth are looking for good places to invest. And it's not unusual for somebody in Shanghai or Beijing to pay over $1 million for an apartment. Well, $1 million will buy a lot of real estate, whether that's commercial, business, or residential in the beautiful state of Michigan. So we need to find ways, whether it's exporting or importing wealth into our state. And that wealth can come in terms of in direct investment and to recruit some of the best minds from around the world to attend our schools.
All right, final question for you, Tom. What's the education opportunity like in China as far as K through 12 and university?
Well, education is very much appreciated and supported here. One of the great things that they have, which I wish we had in the state of Michigan and across America, is what I refer to as the 4-2-1. Oftentimes, because of the extended family, you have four grandparents, two parents, and because of the one-child policy, one child. So you have six doting adults supporting that one child. Getting an education is paramount, and they're willing to do anything. In fact, today and tomorrow is the National Testing Day, 2 days of testing. And where do you score on that test? It's called the Gaokao, G-A-O-K-A-O, Gaokao. And how you do on that test depends on whether you go to the MIT, the University of Michigan, the Michigan State, or some lesser university. And if there's a cutoff line, you may not go at all, which means you've lost that opportunity to attend a university. So education is very much supported by parents and national policy. They understand that creativity and innovation is going to drive any nation moving forward.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight, Tom?
I don't know, but it'll probably be looking at me, whether it's a chicken or a fish. Or I've had the food here in Sichuan is some of the finest cuisine you can find anywhere. And at lunch today, there were over 40 dishes at a banquet held by the university. I'm an honorary professor at Miang University here in Sichuan province, and that's what brings me here today. But I've been meeting with government officials, business officials, and educational officials, looking at ways to build those cultural, educational, and economic ties between the great state of Michigan and the Sichuan province in particular, but also all of China. Just the other day, we were visiting in Xi'an, which is the ancient capital of China, and a lot of people may recognize it because it's the home of the Terracotta Warriors, described one of the great wonders of the world. People should look it up. It's a phenomenal site.
All right, Tom Watkins, we appreciate you greatly. Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 52 beautiful degrees on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only